News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
It looks like the UK government is considering a drastic response to the challenge. Kevin Byrne is with us. He's a retired Lieutenant Colonel and Airport and Safety Auditor. And Kevin, what the UK is considering is a no-fly list.
Good morning, Anton. Yes, it is. I was just thinking as we came on air there, the Americans have one. They have a very strictly applied no-fly list, but it has to do with terrorist people who may be accused or otherwise, involved in terrorism, and they're strictly enforced in the continental USA. We're talking about something a bit lower level. It's very poor to have an aircraft diverted for weather or technical problems or that kind of thing. That's a huge disruption. But to have it diverted because of misbehavior of passengers on board is just scandalous, and it's getting to epidemic proportions in some ways. One of the things I used to do is look up the disruptive passenger form carried on all commercial airlines that carry passengers. And these might be used irregularly, but now it appears they're being used on a daily basis, and aircraft all over Europe and other places are being diverted because of the behaviour of people on board. And this is becoming unacceptable. And let's nip it in the bud, so to speak.
Now, do airlines keep their own corporate no-fly list? As in, if I misbehave on Ryanair or on Delta, will Delta keep a note of me and say, never again, son?
They will, and they'll write to you and tell you you're not acceptable to travel on them. But that has its own limitations, of course, because there are ways around it, as you know. And you could, for example, change your address, your credit card details. You could go in a group and that kind of thing. And there are a little bit of ways around it in that regard. AI will stop that because it'll check things more thoroughly in the future. But are we talking about one that is going to break what the EU says is, GDPR rules? Can they share your name and address? And the answer is not that I know about at the moment. I'm not an expert on this matter, but it seems that an airline can keep its own details because you've had a relationship with them, but they can share it across Europe, for example, or North America or wherever it might be. And that is a weakness at the moment that, perpetuates this problem. It can be nipped in the bud. People drink, to excess at 5 a.m. in the morning. We've seen it. 10% of the passengers flying now, Anton, are afraid of flying. But I don't think they're the people who drink to excess and have a problem. If you drink alcohol early in the morning, it's going to affect you because you climb in a mountain, as it were, in the cabin pressure from 6 to 8,000 feet. It affects your system differently. So you'll become, in many cases, disruptive, without your knowledge, so to speak. But you've then probably complicated the matter by having drinks on board the aircraft, despite the fact that it might be in the morning. And that's what we're talking about. And there are lots of videos going around of people having fisticuffs and fights and that kind of thing. It's dealt with in what I call developed countries very well. Law enforcement come on board, take you away. And in many cases, for example, in the UK, US, Ireland, people will appear in the local court. But I'm sorry to say I've been in countries where assaults on female cabin crew members, for example, is not dealt with in the same way it should be. The passengers are removed, but they're given a slap on the wrist and told to go home and not do it again. And that perpetuates the kind of behaviour we're speaking of today.
Kevin, thanks very much for your time. Kevin Byrne, retired Lieutenant Colonel and Airport and Safety Auditor. If you have witnessed any of the kind of behaviour that we are talking about, because it gets talked about as if it is ubiquitous, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. If you've seen it, give us a sense of what you have seen. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents or 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp, and a text already to say, just stop selling alcohol on planes.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.